The joy of the Lord, it is our strength. Amen. So the word of God said, as I read, hallelujah, talked about keeping our vows to the Lord. So if you ever made a vow to the Lord, you do not want to go back on it. So I will sing a song for your hearing. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't turn back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't turn back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't turn back. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't turn back. And I won't turn back. No, I won't turn back. And I won't turn back. No, I won't turn back. On my knees, I made a vow, and I won't turn back. On my knees, I made a vow, and I won't turn back. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Glory to God. If you ever made a vow, hallelujah to the Lord, I pray that you will not turn back. Glory to God. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. We're going to open the line up, glory to God, for a couple of minutes. If there be anyone on the line that would like to sing or testify to the glory and honor of God, the line is open now.
Amen, amen. God bless each and everyone on the phone line this morning. Oh, God, I just want to say, Father, I thank you, oh, God, for waking me up this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, I'm grateful, oh, God, that you kept me, oh, God. I thank you, Father, for blessing my family, oh, God, my children. So I just want to lift God up and just thank him and give him all the glory. So that's what I want to say on today. God bless each and every one on today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Come on, come on. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, 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 glory.
That he gave us this day, that he gave us a beautiful day. Hallelujah. I thank and praise you that his mercy endured forever, that every day is new. There are new mercies for us every morning. I thank and praise him that he sent his son to die on a cross and rise from the dead and shed his blood for us, to shed his blood for us so that our sins would be forgiven, so that we might have a relationship with him. I thank him that he gave us this beautiful day that he woke us up this morning, that he did give us our families and our jobs and the things that we have. Because God is good, and that we still have the freedom to speak out and say that Jesus Christ is Lord here in this
Amen.
Country.
Yes.
We have privilege that not many people, that other people, we don't see that other people are going through so many things, and we can still cry out Jesus Christ is Lord without fear of being imprisoned or anything. I thank and praise you for that. I thank and praise you for the health that you've given us. Lord, I thank and praise you for your name above every name. Be glorified, God, in the name of Jesus. Be glorified.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Sister Tamara, woman of God, I was told you had a poem that you wanted to share with us.
Oh, yes. Glory to God. The name of the poem is Sin, Slavery to Righteous Freedom. It goes, taken from their native land, they just couldn't understand. From the gods that they knew, whether Gentile or Jew, red or yellow, black or white, it's always the same fight. Since the beginning of time, wrong versus right. Whether slave or free, you will serve somebody. No punishment skipped, the results are the same. Beaten down, bloodied whipped, torn apart, filled with shame, burdened down by the load, curses thrown to go faster. There's no mercy shown when sin is your master. If self is your driver and fear is your fuel, you'll never survive the enemy's rules. For the more that you strive, the more he'll be cruel. But when the Lord is your God and his righteousness your desire, and you accept Jesus Christ with his Holy Ghost and fire, you'll be filled with love and kindness so undeserving, coming down from above, from the good master you're serving, emanating from a place where his mercy and grace reign, where there's no sickness, no sorrow, no condemnation, no pain, where no one sees creation by color or race, but through the eyes of understanding from one Savior's face, who gave up his life for our shame and disgrace. So when the slave sees their punishment, they see the master in their place. Jesus, our selfless Savior, who bore our sins on the tree, put our sin nature to death so we choose liberty, and the righteous nature in him, and by the righteous nature in him, we can live and be free. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
I want to sing a portion of this song. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
I find peace for what I treasure. I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities, and Jesus, you're my number one. Jesus, you're my number
one.
I will make room for you. I will prepare to so you won't feel that you can't live here. Please let me. I find space for what I treasure. I find time for what I want. I choose my priorities, and Jesus, you're my number one. Jesus, you're my number one. So I will make room for you. I will prepare to so you don't feel you can't live here. Please leave me.
That's my testimony. We have to make sure God is first. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I like the lyrics to that song. I will make room for you. Glory to God. We have to make room regardless.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah. What an awesome song. Praise the Lord. Would there be anyone else that would like to testify or sing a song unto the Lord this morning? Well, amen, I have one. Jesus is mine, all mine. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. I know that Jesus is mine, all mine. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. I know he's mine in the morning, mine in the evening, yes, all the day long. I'm singing this song, mine in the morning, mine in the evening, all the day long. I'm singing this song, I know that Jesus is mine, all mine. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, Jesus is mine. Glory to God. Now that's my testimony. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I be, I gotta take the Lord along with me. Oh, and I pray I don't forget to take him with me, because I know he is the lifter of my head. He is my Lord and my Savior. Glory to God. And I would not know what to do without the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. If we don't have anyone else that would like to testify or sing a song unto the Lord, I will be putting you into the hands of Prophetess Maggie Kavanaugh. Amen. She will be our speaker for today. Amen and amen. Woman of God.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Come on, let's begin to exalt him. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. The woman of God said that some places that we can lift up the name of Jesus, but we are in a country we can. Hallelujah,
we are
glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus.
We are asking God to shift the atmosphere. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, God. We are coming on one accord, believing that there is going to be a reviving and a refreshing.
Hallelujah,
to brought forth to the people of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You may
Thank
not
you,
need
Jesus.
None, but somebody else may stand in the need for
Thank
one
you,
this morning.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
so stand
yes.
in the gap for that person. Hallelujah.
Thank
because
you, Lord.
Surely
Jesus.
There is a word from God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to
thank
God.
You,
so we just thank him this morning for showing
yes,
up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to thank him in advance for showing out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, yes. Glory to God. He deserves all of the glory and all of the praise. Hallelujah. Because if it had not been for him, hallelujah, on that cross, hallelujah, glory to God, raised him and going to in the grave for our sins, hallelujah, glory to God, rising up on the third day, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, where would any of us be? Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. I can tell you where Maggie would be, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. It would not probably be in this place, but I thank God for my father this morning, hallelujah, my Messiah this morning, hallelujah, my Emmanuel this morning, God, I thank you this morning, hallelujah, because he is here, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. When Apostle texted me on last week, hallelujah, hallelujah, I was so excited about being able just to speak, hallelujah, glory to God, to be able to share the good news of the gospel, hallelujah, hallelujah. I said yes, hallelujah, not knowing what I was saying. I just didn't even pray about hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Monday I woke up, my sister called. She said, have a blast. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to have a great week. Hallelujah, glory to God. But, oh, my Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. In the midst of crisis, in the midst of emergency, hallelujah, turning point, hallelujah, in the midst of all that went on this week, hallelujah, I had to face my father, hallelujah, glory to God. I knew that he had the ability, hallelujah, he had the expertise, hallelujah, he is the only one that had the power, hallelujah, to turn it around for my good.
Thank
glory
you,
to God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
so I stand here today, hallelujah, to share my testimony, hallelujah, of how my God, hallelujah, your God, hallelujah, turned it around for my good, hallelujah, glory
hallelujah.
To God, and hallelujah, and I'm so glad about it this morning, glory to
thank
God,
you,
hallelujah,
Lord.
That I gave God that yes, hallelujah, and I'm still going to give him that yes, hallelujah,
thank
glory
you,
to
Jesus.
God, hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah, glory to God,
hallelujah,
glory to God, hallelujah,
thank
so
you,
I am grateful, hallelujah, that I serve a God like that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
No matter
hallelujah.
What comes our way. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He got the ability, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He can turn it around. What the enemy needs for bad, he turns it around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing too complex for him. Hallelujah. There's nothing that the enemy throws. Hallelujah. Your way that God can't block. Hallelujah. That it will harm you. Hallelujah. And
thank
I just thank God that we serve a God that's good like that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All the time. Not some of the time, but all the time. Hallelujah. He shows up in the nick of time. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
and I just thank him. Hallelujah. So today we are not going to hold back on giving him his glory. We're not going to hold back. Hallelujah. Whatever you stand in need of, it is here in this hour. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was sitting at my computer about 2 weeks ago, and God began to deal with me on time. Hallelujah, glory to God. And on one of my part-time jobs, I never paid attention to the computer that the time was wrong. And so the Lord said, Maggie, the time is wrong. And I said, the time is wrong. And so I began to look at the time on the computer and the time on my cell phone, and clearly the time was wrong. And I said, well, Lord, I said, never paying any attention. And the Lord said, people think they have time, but they're wrong. Hallelujah. Including myself, all this time, thinking that I have time. So when God began to speak to me on time, he says that we got to strip away the complicated. We've made this thing here so complicated.
Yes.
You know, the old saints just went to church, got filled with the Holy Ghost, fell in love with loving on Jesus, lived a sanctified holy life, and lived on. Now we fighting demons and beating up demons, and we don't live the good life.
Come on.
We fight the devil more than we even talk about loving on Jesus.
Yeah.
Because we've complexed this thing. So
come
the Lord
on.
Said, Maggie, we got to strip away the how we've complexed things, how we've made this thing complicated. And we've got to revive a simple yet powerful relationship with me. We got to bring that thing back. It is somewhere we have taken that out of the equation.
Come on.
Something that it originated there. Now it's turned into something else. So now it went from loving Jesus to now it's religion.
My God.
Now it's a facade. It's just a front. It's an appearance of something. But it's not a relationship. It's not a fellowship. It's not love. It's not trust between the Father and us.
Yes.
And that relationship is to know him and to be known by him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And it's much more than just going to church to a building.
Yes.
Or even giving our tithes and our offering, or picking up our Bibles on Wednesdays and Sundays, or whenever you go to Bible study, or whenever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more than that. It's like she's saying, making a vow, coming in covenant.
Yes.
Like the woman of God said, putting him first in this thing.
Jesus. Amen.
And so the Lord said this week, Maggie, through all that you went through this week, through all the crisis, through all the emergency, through all what you thought was falling apart, you were making that more than what it was.
My God.
Where was I in the midst of this? You know how we sometimes make the problem bigger than the solution?
Yeah.
Well, Jesus is the solution.
Hallelujah.
So I come to bring the good news today.
Thank you, Jesus.
The only news today.
Yeah.
Because there is power in the seat, at his seat.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And I'm not just talking about, you know, getting on your knees and saying a quick little prayer or sitting Indian style. I'm not, that's, no. There is power in the seat, at his feet.
At his feet, amen.
So let us go before the Lord in prayer. Today, Jesus, our Abba Father, we need to hear from you today.
Yes.
So move me out of the way. Hide me, Father.
Yes.
Hide Maggie. Where I am no longer visible, I'm no longer audible.
Yes.
Get me out of the way.
Amen.
Keep us focused on hearing your voice, Lord.
Yes.
We need to hear you. So we need you to send confirmation, clarity on our whys this day.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you in advance, Father.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for
thank
the
you.
Answer and the solution this day.
Yes. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Power in the seat, at his feet.
All right.
Our text will come from Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 38
verse 42. Give everyone a chance to get there.
Amen.
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 Amen. Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 38, verse 42. A familiar text. But the Lord showed me some different, from a different angle. All right. The word says, Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem. They came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed and invited him into her home.
Mm-hmm.
Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Mary was distracted. She was wondering. The biblical dictionary says, distracted, wondering, drawing apart, separation, confusion from a multiple of objects, crowding of the mind, and calling the attention different ways. Madness, a state of disorder. By the big dinner she was preparing.
Okay.
She came to Jesus and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?
Mm-hmm.
Tell her to help me. She went to Jesus with much attitude.
Okay.
The one that she invited.
Yes.
The Messiah to her home.
Yes.
And begin to question him.
Mm.
The Lord says, but the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these many details.
Mm-hmm.
There is only one thing worth concerned about.
Yes.
Mary has discovered it.
Come on now.
And it will not be taken away from her.
Yes, Lord.
You see, Martha was so distracted that she forgot that she invited Jesus and the disciples to her house. She acted as if they invaded her space.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, Lord, we let you in.
Yes.
Then we get an attitude because you want some time.
Come on now. Come on.
See, Martha had an outward service.
Yes.
And Mary had this inward service.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some tension that was going on between the two of them. It was like a Jekyll and Hyde thing going on. And and that's how our flesh be worn against our spirit. That flesh don't want to submit. It don't want to read the word of God. It don't want to get at the feet of Jesus and get down there and pray. It don't want to do those things. It want to get on social media. It don't want to get in the word of God. It rather be on YouTube. It don't want to do the will of God.
Yes.
And so too many times we are trying to serve before we worship.
My God.
We are trying to put our hands on it, but our heart ain't in it.
Jesus.
And the Lord said, Maggie, this is why the chaos, this is why the confusion, this is why. Because before anything, you need to consult me first. You need to, like the woman of God said, you need to put me first.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You trying to carry all your cares.
Mm-hmm.
When truly my word says, cast all your cares. It says, give me all your anxieties, your worries,
yes.
your cares, your issues of life.
Yes.
Give it to me because yes. I care for you.
Thank
I
you,
love
Jesus.
You enough
yes.
that I died on the cross for you. So if I bear your sin, don't you think that I would care? I would take your pain and your
I
worries am. And your burdens and your issues of life, your bills,
yes.
your debt, your problems. You don't think I would
yes.
take those things from you?
Hallelujah.
My God. So, sitting at his feet.
Thank you, Father.
It is showing a willingness
yes.
to submit.
Thank you.
It is showing a willingness to put that strength under control.
Say,
Lord, I know that I'm strong.
Yes.
I know that you've given me this strength, but I need that Holy Ghost to put this strength under control. I need
yes.
it to yield by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I need it to yield under your authority. I shall self-destruct.
Thank you.
I shall be distracted. And there were
yes.
three things in this text that Martha did.
Yes.
She was distracted.
Mm-hmm.
She was worried.
Yes.
And she was complaining.
Oh, bless God.
So when we try to do it our way.
Come
we
on.
Find ourselves doing it the way Martha did it.
Yeah.
Being distracted, hanging in our word everywhere, our mind everywhere.
Yeah.
Wondering. We can't even focus. We still being Bible say we all on Facebook. And
thank
I've been
Lord.
Guilty.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to just use my phone for my Bible tonight. I'll use my iPad all on Facebook on somebody's page. Our mind is drawn up, it's drawn apart. It's separated from what the word is, from
yes.
separated from God. We're worried. Instead of us giving it over to him, the issues of
yes.
life, we're trying to carry it and bear it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we find ourselves complaining. Well, Jesus, you need to tell her. You said you was going to do it this way.
Yeah.
And the story is there because if she did it 2,000 and something years ago,
uh-huh.
that means somebody is still doing it today. And I found
yeah.
myself in this word this week. Guilty.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
So, the Lord began to deal with me about understanding the seating chart. Once we become children of the kingdom,
uh-huh.
sons and daughters of the kingdom, disciples,
yes,
the seating chart changes.
Come on.
The one thing Mary had discovered was the power in the seat at his feet. She
yes.
understood in Ephesians the 2nd and the 6th verse, for he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm because
uh-huh.
we were united with Christ Jesus. So now we take a different seat in the kingdom.
Yes.
See, now, no matter how this thing looks naturally. See, you can dress something up on the outside, but
yes.
spiritually,
mm-hmm.
our seats change.
Okay.
And now we take a different seat in the kingdom. Now we are united with Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Because because of our position and our posture changing, because we're not trying to carry this thing. We're giving it over to our Father, and we're praying and we're trusting and believing because we have this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
With him.
Yeah.
And we're not living no facade. We're not putting up no front.
Thank you, Jesus.
This thing is real now to us.
Yeah.
It just ain't real on social media, but it's real, for real, for real, public and private.
Thank you, Lord.
So now our posture, it changes us. And now we are empowered. Now we know that we are empowered with the, not just with the Holy Ghost, but he has given us authority and the Holy Ghost.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
So we leave that key out of the scripture. Luke 10 and 19 says, I have given you authority over the power of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
So if Satan can't make you mad or bad, guess what he does? Guess what he did to Martha? He made her busy.
Amen.
Because if he knows if you're busy, he knows that he has you distracted. He has you worried, and he has you complaining.
Yes.
But you must locate yourself today.
Thank
and
you,
know
Jesus.
That God has empowered you with authority and the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
It is important that you consult Jesus in all that you do. Psalms 37 and 23 says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly.
Yes.
He delights in every detail of their lives.
Thank you, Lord.
In everything that we do, he delights in it. If we allow him to lead and guide us in our steps, he's delighted in that. He is pleased with that.
Thank you, Lord.
So in this season, Jesus is using this season to get our attention to focus on what is necessary in life.
Mm.
And it starts with us desiring a closeness with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And that closeness, it begins at his feet.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
It doesn't matter how big it is.
Yeah.
It don't matter how hard it seems. It don't matter if it walked away. It doesn't matter if you don't have enough money to pay it. It doesn't matter how tough it may feel, how tough it may look.
Yeah.
My God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
But if you give it to him.
Yes.
If you empty yourself today.
Hallelujah.
And you say, Lord, I see my true condition, and I humble myself by the understanding that under your grace and your glory and your love and the will of God in my life, and I tap into your power,
come on,
knowing that it ain't nothing about me,
come on,
that you can handle this thing.
Yes, Lord.
I give it to you, Lord.
Yes.
No matter what's going on at work, no matter what's going on at home, no matter what's going on with the kids, I said, Lord, I got to give you this thing.
Thank you,
the
Father.
The job, God, I got to give it to you.
Yes.
The friends, I got to give it to you. The kids, I got to give it to you. The family members, I got to give it to you. Everything, God, I got to give it to you. Maggie,
yes,
I got to give it to you.
Yes,
I stand in need of it. I'm at your feet, Lord God. You see the true condition, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
I'm not coming trying to lie and trying to act like it's this and it's not that, but I'm transparent before you, God. There is a need, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
See, the Bible did not say what the need was for Mary. But
come
the Bible
on.
Did say she was at his feet.
Higher than
while Mary was, Martha was distracted and had fussing and slamming pans and throwing cornbread in the oven and slamming the refrigerator door and doing this and doing that. But Mary dropped on her knees with the disciples in the midst of those men where she was not wanted, but she was in the presence of the Messiah. She didn't care about them. She was in the presence of her Father. She said, I've got to get to him and get to his feet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I know that there is power at his feet. I have a wonderful of a feet to bring me out of my condition that I'm in. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
And it will bring me out of this situation, and I will experience this good life that he keeps talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Something that Martha didn't understand. Humility.
Yes. Thank you.
She was so proud. She thought she was doing something so good for Jesus. But her pride, hallelujah, the facade, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, I'm all together. I got it together, but she needed to be at his feet, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, broken, hurting inside, hallelujah. I imagine this, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. And I said, Lord, don't allow me, hallelujah, Jesus, to leave from being like this. I don't want to be in this state any longer, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't allow me to run with zeal and no knowledge, God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The word says it will cause you to make mistakes. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes.
It'll cause you to miss your way. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In a hurry.
Thank you.
So I begin to repent. I begin to cry out before my daddy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, whatever I'm carrying, God, every bag, I leave it today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm walking out backwards, Lord God, so I know that I don't carry nothing out from your presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
God, I need, hallelujah, you like never before. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I need you every minute on the minute, every second on the second. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I cannot live without you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's nothing about me dressing this flesh up any longer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I want to be healed on the inside. God told me, he said, I'm doing an eternal, internal work inside of you. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, why eternal? He said, because you desire to see me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, we're not just trying to do something external. Hallelujah. Fixing up, dressing up, broken in on the inside. Hallelujah. But we want God to fix what's on the inside so that we can see him in eternity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time out for us being broken, damaged. Hallelujah. Good. Hallelujah. In the midst, in the presence of a daddy that will fix us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Time out.
Hallelujah.
All we got to do is be like Mary. Humble.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Mary was so humble. It says in one of the other stories, she took a bottle of expensive oil and began to take her hair and wipe Jesus' feet with the oil in her hair. She was so humble. Hallelujah. She didn't care what people said because she know. Hallelujah. She was humble. Anything so that she will see that he will keep her in eternally, internally clean. Hallelujah. That she will be healed and delivered and separate. She don't care. She didn't care what people had to say. She wanted to be right in the eyesight of her Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So as we go before the throne today, if there's anything that you're carrying, any baggage, spring cleaning, anything,
Jesus.
Any clutter,
yes,
that cannot create space for him.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 51 and 10 says, keep creating in me. It doesn't just say create in me. It says keep creating. That means a daily thing in me.
Yes.
Fill me with pure thoughts and holy desires ready to please you. That means it's constant. We have not yet arrived. We ain't in eternity yet, y'all.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We need God to sweep our heart daily.
Yes.
To renew our minds daily. We got to repent daily.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got to involve Jesus daily in our life.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we got to make room for him, like the woman of God says.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Lord God, we come before you today, Lord God. We surrender. Search us, Lord. If you find anything that is creating any form of clutter, that is creating any distraction, Lord God, that is creating anything that is separating us from you, that any worry, any anxiety, any stress, any issue of life today that we've been carrying, we leave it today, Lord God. And we back out. We walk backwards from your throne. We leave it at your feet, and we do not pick it up today, God. We desire freedom from it. Fill us with your power, your authority, and the power of your Holy Ghost. Refresh us where we have been. We're carrying this has drained our strength. Refresh and revive today, Lord God. Strengthen your women of God and your men of God today. Strengthen, Lord God, those that have been running on zeal, Lord God. Give them knowledge, Lord God, with it, Lord. Oh, God, we are praying that you will order every footstep of every woman and man that's on this line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Direct the steps of your people, Lord. Oh, God, anything that will separate, cut it off right now, God. Disconnect us from it in the name of Jesus, God. Connect us to you, Lord, that we will never be separated from you. God, everything that we do, it pleases you, Lord God, that you find delight in it, Lord God. Every detail of our lives in the name of Jesus. God, keep us at your feet. God, we ask that you will put our strength under control, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we desire to see the good life. We desire to see this, to live, to have this good life that you talk about in your word, Lord God. Oh, God, we are people that are blessed, that are happy, Lord God. We thank you right now, God, that we are filled with the good life, Lord God. We are filled, we are men and women of God that walk in the good life, Lord God. We no longer walk in the things concerning this life, Lord God, this earthly life, God, but we live kingdom to earth in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we yield to your authority today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We surrender, God, and we shall bring forth a harvest, an inheritance, God. We shall bring forth an inheritance in the name of Jesus, and it shall be a plentiful inheritance. Lord God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, we ask that you will go forth with each and every one of us this day, Lord God. As we go forth into this week, Lord God, we cancel the assignment, the strategy, the tactic of the enemy, the wicked one. Oh, God, govern our time, God. Oh, God, give us better time management skills, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Redirect our time in the name of Jesus.
We cancel the enemy trying to make us busy. We cancel that assignment. We see your plan in advance, and we will not fall victim to your plan because it has been canceled by the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now that we have a spirit like Mary. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we pray for those that are lost today, Lord God. If there are any that are on the line that need Jesus, Lord God, oh, God, we pray right now that they see that their sin is not greater than your grace, Lord God, and that they will yield to this word and they will accept you, Lord. Oh, God, we pray for those that need you right now, Lord God. Lord God, that may be struggling going back in the world, those that don't know you, Lord God, that they will accept you today. And they will repent, and they will turn away from going back into this earthly world. And they will know, Lord, the benefits that you have to offer by them becoming sons and daughters of the kingdom, that your grace is sufficient. Oh, God, we thank you right now for each brother and sister that will accept you this day. We thank you in advance, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that they will accept you and they will repent, Lord God, and they will acknowledge that you are the Lord over their lives today. In Jesus' mighty name, God, we pray for Apostle Asia Roberts, Lord God, that you will keep her and strengthen her, Lord God. Lord God, that you will continue to bless her, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to take every care, anxiety, worry, issue, or life from her, Lord God, that you will bless her hands and her feet, Lord God, that they will continue to do the work of the kingdom, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord God, continue to let her cup run over and over, God, fresh anointing upon her life, Lord God. I pray for Apostle Evie, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to bless and use her for your glory, Lord God. Take every anxiety, worry, care, and issue of life from her now, Lord God. Oh, God, I pray that you will continue to use her for your glory, Lord God. Oh, God, keep withhold no good thing from the women of God, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, use her hands, Lord God, her feet for the kingdom purposes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray right now for the mothers of the ministry, Prophet Deidre, Lord God, Mother Roberts, Lord God. We thank you for the extension of days and life upon those, Lord God, your vessels, Lord God. Oh, God, the mothers of wisdom right now, we thank you right now, Lord God, for using them for the glory of the kingdom, Lord God. We thank you right now. Even the seasoned deacons, Lord God, we thank you for the brothers in the kingdom, Lord God. We thank you for all of the ministers and all of the lay members of Cornerstone Deliverance Church and all of the affiliates, Lord God. We thank you right now for each and every one that's on the line, God. We thank you right now, God. Oh, God, we bless you for us being able to assemble on one accord today, Lord God, with your spirit to receive from you, God, in this hour. Lord God, we thank you for keeping our focus on you and nothing else but you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. It's in your name, Jesus. We seal this prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We even pray for, Lord God, Sister Latasha, Lord God, and Sister Tatiana, Lord God, and Sister Tamara, Lord God, and Prophetess, Lord God, Kimberly, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and Lord God, all the other ministers, Lord God, that faithfully come on, God. Oh, God, that faithfully come on to be blessed with the word. God, we thank you for your innovation today, Lord God, allowing us to assemble from different cities and states, Lord God, to hear the true, unadulterated, pure word of God being preached and teach on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Friday, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. And I ask that you will pour out your blessings upon each and every one of them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will experience the good life now. Yes, I call forth the good life to happen now in their life.
Now. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We cover Brother Darryl, God. wherever he may be, Lord God. If he's on the line, God, cover the man of God, Lord God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I pray for him, his workspace, God. Pray for him in his home space, Lord God. Cover him right now, Lord God. Oh, God, just go with him, Lord God. I pray that he will release every anxiety, worry, care, and issue of life and give it to you this day and not pick it up ever again, God. God, I pray that you will, that he will receive his freedom papers this day from it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, he will no longer be bound with those things, worrying about it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that he will, Lord God, I pray right now for Brother Vincent, Lord God. Lord God, wherever he may be, if he is on the line, Lord God, dear Lord God, I pray right now his strength to continue to go on, Lord God. Oh, God, allow him to, Lord God, not to be busy, Lord God, the enemy to make him busy doing service times, Lord God. We pray that his time will be delegated to you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, I cancel the assignment of the enemy using his, making his time for services being busy. I cancel it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray that you would, the enemy will not make him busy on Wednesday night Bible study, on Friday night service, Beatitude service, and on Sunday morning, Spirit and Truth. We cancel the assignment of being busy in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now in Jesus' mighty name for the men and the women of God. It is in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, we thank you for the praise reports. Hallelujah. The testimonies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Of what you're showing me, God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. You may not see it, hallelujah, but know that the prophet, God has showed the prophet, hallelujah. So just rejoice, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. For your breakthrough has come, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, rejoice, hallelujah, because our God is just not a God, but he is a God of breakthrough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank him this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I receive it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you.
Thank you,
Hello?
Amen. Hello? Did Hello? They hang up?
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Prophetess Maggie.
I release the line to Apostle Apostle Evie or Apostle Asia. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Apostle Evie, you could take the line, woman of God. Praise the Lord, beloved. Amen. We thank God for such a mighty message. Amen. An awesome message on today. Praise God. Amen. For there was truly a word of encouragement and a word of direction that came forth from God on today. Amen. In this service, praise God. Amen. And beloved, we ought to be not just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Amen. So may this faith in this message, amen, hallelujah, bring forth fruit in your life. I heard the woman of God say, amen, hallelujah, that you may not have seen, but God has showed the prophet, amen, and rejoice, hallelujah, Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I thank God for when I sat up under Apostle William Brown, praise God, when the man of God began to rejoice, hallelujah, he didn't have to tell us to rejoice. We know that God had to show him something, or God had to touch the man of God. And when God touched him, we knew we was going to be touched. If God showed him, we knew that we was going to be blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. So as the one of God proclaimed that proclamation, I began to pray. God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. God will show his prophets. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. We knew how to follow the leader. Praise God. We knew how to pray. If he shouted, we shouted, because we knew when the man of God shouted that there was a move in the spirit that was going on, praise God, and we wanted praise in God on that blessing, amen, praise God, amen. Amen. So, beloved, just want to bless you, amen, on this day, and just want to encourage you, praise God, hallelujah, in the Lord, stay strengthened, amen, hallelujah. Keep God first. Make time for God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't give him the leftovers of your life, of your time. Wherever you spend your life, that's wherever you spend your time, you're spending your life. Make time for God. Let him be first. Amen. Praise God. Make a conscious choice and let God be first in your life. Praise God. Amen, hallelujah. I'm not sure if the offering, amen, was offered already, but, beloved, those of you that desire to give, amen, praise God, you can give now, amen, praise God, to the work of Jesus Christ. He is our high priest, amen. He is the author and the finisher of our faith, praise God, amen. And we give unto him according to how the word of God says that we ought to give, amen, praise God. So, beloved, how do we give? We give in our tithes and our offering according to the word in Malachi 3. We give in our seeding, amen, in our first fruit, praise God. Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. So now just take out a moment, amen, and move in obedience because you want to, praise God, because you want to be a blessing. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Move in obedience and give through the Cash App. You can give at $CSDC12, Cash App, $CSDC12, beloved, amen. And those of you that want to give through the website, that's www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com/donate. Amen. Praise God. And for those that have Zelle, the Zelle email for the church is cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. Praise God. Amen. We want to open up the door that you may move into obedience to God with your giving. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give carefully, amen, beloved, and give bountifully unto God, because that is how he give unto us. He don't give to us sparingly, praise God. And I thank him for that, amen. And so, Father, we thank you, O God, for everyone that your spirit has moved upon their heart even right now to give. In the name of Jesus, by the blood, God, Lord, we pronounce your blessing, your word upon their life, my God, in the name of Jesus, for every tither that you have already rebuked the devourer for their sake, my God, that the devourer that comes to devour their time, their resources, their finances, their property, their land, oh God, their children, my God, that the devourer is being rebuked even now in the name of Jesus. The devourer that will take their life, my God, in the name of Jesus, that will try to infringe upon their good health, my God, we rebuke the devourer. Amen. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The hand of God binds you, and the blood of Jesus is working against you. We even proclaim that the windows of heavens are open, pouring out blessing for every offering giver in the name of Jesus. Receive the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Receive it in the name of Jesus. For every seed on assignment, hallelujah, Jesus. May the word of God go forth and accomplish what God promised to do in the name of Jesus by the blood. And we proclaim that it is is so in Jesus' name, my God. Oh, God, remember Sister Sabby, oh, God, who is waiting for her papers, my God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we send forth your word. Remember that seed that she sowed, that seed that she had on assignment, oh, God. Lord, we ask that you accelerate her cause even now in the name of Jesus, that the zeal of the Lord of hosts bring about these things in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, beloved, know that when you give unto Cornerstone Deliverance Church, this work of Jesus Christ that you're giving is not in vain. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For there is a provision for you. Praise God. God has set up a provision, a blessing, a plan, a purpose. Praise God. You're giving in purpose. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give the offering to you, God, that you may bless it, that you may exponentially multiply it. Lord, do it for your glory. Do it for your glory. Use it for your glory, God, in Jesus' name. Order our steps in your word in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, beloved, I'm going to put you back in the hands of, amen, Holly. I think Prophet Deidre Williams is on. Praise God. Woman of God, can you close us out in prayer? Amen, on today. Before we go, I pray a blessing upon Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, a refreshing upon the woman of God, that God will refresh you for all that you poured out, all that you gave, not just in your preaching and teaching and your praying today, but even as you prepared for the word, the time that you gave up, how you set yourself aside, my God, unto God, hallelujah, that you may hear from God for his people. Hallelujah. We proclaim an extra special blessing upon your life, even now, in your life and the lives of your generations, that they are blessed. In the name of Jesus, receive the blessing of the Lord that make rich and addeth no sorrow. And you shall have no sad story to tell in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Prophetess, Deidre Williams, I release the line to you. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Apostle, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the good life that you blessed us with. Bless us with the strength to continue to walk in this good life. We appreciate the love that you bestowed upon us this day. Thanking and praising you for your woman's service today, bringing forth the word. Hallelujah, for us to feast on, oh God, that living water, that bread of life. Thank you for the prayer line, Father God. We thank you for blessing each and every soul that you gathered in here today to worship you, to thank you, to receive a word from you, that we can continue to walk forward in this eternal life in Jesus Christ. Bless each and every one with the divine angel. I pray that you will send your angels on assignment to keep them safe from all harm, hurt, and danger, as well as from any need. We need it then in Jesus Christ's holy name. Each and every one, go in peace in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen.
Agape love.
Agape love.